In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord says, "Why do you trouble this woman? For she hath done a good thing for me. The poor you have with you always. Me you have not always." Today's gospel is taken, in fact, from Saturday of Passion Week. It is a portion which we did not read that day and read it instead today. And what is recounted for us today, we have also heard yesterday during the Passion according to St. Matthew, the episode of the anointing at Bethany by St. Mary Magdalene. St. Matthew adds a few details, which I have just quoted for you. But what we hear, especially from St. John today, is the response of Judas in particular. "To what use all this waste?" was Judas in response to Magdalene anointing our Lord's feet with precious ointment. "To what use all this waste? This ointment could have been sold for a great price and given to the poor." John tells us this Judas said not because he cared anything for the poor, but because he was a thief and took the money that was entrusted to the purse for himself. I had been reflecting on what words I would say to you today, as I knew well the gospel of Holy Monday, but also thinking especially because today is the last of the Lenten sermons. I will not preach tomorrow or on Spy Wednesday, because on those days the Passion is read. And then we are into the Sacred Triduum, where there will be a sermon for Holy Thursday, and then for the Easter Vigil, and of course, Easter Sunday. But today, it seems, my sermon was written for me by the tragic events that have transpired in our world. But no gospel could be more fitting than the gospel we hear today as we mourn and join with so many millions of Christians in mourning over the destruction of the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris. This evening, the bells here at St. Mary's Oratory, along with the bells throughout the Diocese of the Cross and throughout the world, rang out, tolled in mournful tones for the loss of this holy temple of God dedicated to the Mother of God, which has been with us since the time of St. Thomas Aquinas. Already, people, even before considering what may have caused the fire, already thanking God for what has been saved from the church, particularly the relic of the True Cross, and our Lord's crown of thorns, both of which were rescued from the flames. Wondering, though, already how or if this church will be rebuilt. It is, in my mind, not a question of money. We know well enough that the world today has enough money to accomplish the task of rebuilding Notre Dame de Paris. The question is our world, our age, even capable of such a feat? Consider how this church was constructed. It was the height of the age of faith. It was the pinnacle of what was truly the Christian Renaissance, not that rejection of faith that began in the 15th and 16th centuries, but rather after the collapse of Charlemagne's empire, the true resurgence of Christian culture that began about the year 1000 and culminated about the year 1300. At this height of the Age of Faith, all around Europe, churches were springing up, one of the most noteworthy being the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris. Imagine the minds of the Christian laborers of that time, those who toiled day after day to lay one stone upon another, to construct this church which they knew full well only their great-grandchildren would be able to enjoy fully. And yet they toiled on and on for the glory of God in a Christian Europe which was so full of poverty, at a time when anyone might well have asked, what use all this waste? Could not all this time, effort, and money be better used to help the poor? And yet that is not what was said. That is a comment we would expect from our age. And I fear a comment we shall hear if the idea is even proposed of fully restoring the Cathedral of Notre Dame. Yes, how tragic to lose that wonderful museum piece of France. But surely today there are far more pressing needs than trying to reconstruct a 13th century church. Surely the money today could be used for far more pressing social needs. Our Lord leaves us no doubt in his Holy Gospel that when we are tempted to think of this in this way, when we reflect on all that we have here within these four walls, all we have been blessed with, if ever we are tempted to think that it is perhaps wasteful, that God has no need of it, and therefore such time, effort, and money would be better used for the pressing social needs of our time, well then, let us only recall which of the apostles spoke in this way. Such people are in fact the last to help the poor. We know in countries that rejected the Catholic faith, when the monasteries and churches were despoiled of their riches, yes, I think especially of England, such things were not distributed to the poor. They were used to enrich the nobility. Yes, those who speak in this way, perhaps sometimes even claiming religious reasons for it, do not do so with a mind to helping the poor. We help the poor best by lifting their souls up to God. Do not the poor have the right to come and pray in a church like Notre Dame, or in St. Mary's Oratory, or any other glorious temple of God that has been built for his glory and the sanctification of man? The poor, first of all, have the right to frequent such palaces, for they are always barred from the palaces of the nobility or those who claim wealth and noble station in our postmodern world. These poor we will have always with us. But this does not impede us in any way from consecrating the greatest things of this world to God's glory. If we do not use the things of this world for God's glory, then we will use them only for the glory of man. And so we all hope and pray for a restoration of this cathedral. It is not the first time it was laid low. The last time we know it was deliberate, when it was desecrated during the French Revolution and transformed into a hall of reason. Notre Dame did come back from this. In that glorious century of saints, the 19th century, when France was blessed with the holy apparitions at Lourdes and so many countless other blessings, Notre Dame was restored magnificently. And so we hope and pray that this may, if God so wills, before the end of the world, happen again. Notre Dame de Paris, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.